Y'all ready? Father, we want to thank you for your mercy once again. Give us your bread, O Lord, to us, which will give us life, abundant life, and wisdom and knowledge. Unveil your plans and your purposes to us, even today, in Jesus' name. Amen. I just want to give the title as Suggestions, Distractions, and Diversions. Distractions, we cannot avoid the assignment God has given us. Assignment is the call of God, the purpose for our life. A distraction is something that interrupts to take away our concentration, brings confusion. Distraction is something to do with drawing away the attention of a person through something that's called distraction. And diversion is to divert you from what you are doing, to divert you from where you are destined to go, to shift you to another path, another road. That's diversion. Many people are just saved. Maybe they are truly saved, born again, and spirit-filled maybe. But they have been distracted so much so that they don't even know that there is a call on their life. And others have been diverted to do something else. Most of the time, a good thing, a good work, which is not of God, not ordained by God for that person. We know that God has a plan for everything, and he has created whatever that he has created, whether it's planets or plants or whether it's animals. And the masterpiece of creation is man. God created man in his own image and his own likeness to rule with him throughout eternity, to have a family for God, many children. He just loved a family who would love him back throughout eternity. God is love. So there is a purpose for everything. There is a plan designed by God, the Creator. We know that Adam was given the task of ruling the earth and subduing the earth with God. And he lost his position as a king, a ruler of the earth, by rebellion against God. Eve got deceived, we know that. And they had to leave the place Eden, which is joy. They lost the plan of God for their life. Now, God, who created man and formed us, he alone chose the time we should be born, the family, the gender, whether male or female we should be, the color, even the type of hair we should have. Everything was designed by God in his heart and done through Jesus Christ, his son. Every ministry, the anointing, the gifting, everything was planned. Nothing was an accident. And this was hidden in Jesus Christ. The plan of God the will of God is hidden in Jesus Christ. He is the wisdom of God. And 2 Timothy 1:9 says, God saved us and he called us. But it's amazing. So many people around the world, in churches, believers, many of them do not know that God has called them for a purpose. There is a ministry to be fulfilled. They do not know. And they don't pursue that upward call of God. Why? Because they encounter distractions in life. Whether it's at home or working place or at the church. They encounter distractions which lead them to diversion. And the devil can use anything. Just now you heard Brother Prince say, can use anything, anyone, any place, you name it. As long as it achieves his purpose, Satan. Matthew chapter 4:19, Jesus says, follow me, I will make you fishers of men. In other words, he says, follow me, I will make you fit for the plan God has for you. I'm going to make you so that you will be functioning victoriously in the good works, in the ministry, in the work which God had already planned before the foundations of the world. And not only, as I said, not only many people do not know that there is a call, and others, those who know that there is a call, they do not follow Jesus in order to find the call on their lives. No one can follow Jesus unless you are deeply rooted in God's word. The word has taken his place. God and his word are one. We cannot say we love God and then not love his word. We cannot spend time with God more than we can spend time with the word. We cannot honor God more than we honor his word. So as we follow him, we will be made by him so that we will come to a place where we are fit for the work which he has called us. And Luke chapter 9, verse 23. In that one, we know that Luke tells us that how to follow him. Then he said to them, verse 23, if anyone desires to come after me. See, many people are in churches. They're following a pastor or a church, probably. But are they following Jesus or they're following their own selfish soul? Their own plans. Desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So we see that denying of ourselves, which is our plans and our purposes. If we do not deny our plans and our purposes, our soulish desires, our thoughts, whatever that is of the souls is our soul, we only get into the plan of the devil. There is no option. Either we follow the plan of Jesus Christ, denying the soul, or we follow the soul and just follow Satan. Because he is after the soul. Is it any wonder that Jesus said, deny and take up the cross? Daily? Some people, they just tell me, oh, well, I got to do that, I got to do this, I'll do that, and I get a job and then I'll save some money. Then I will serve the Lord. Is that right? When you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. What kind of a speech you are talking? God the Creator says, what is man? He's like a vapor. He's here today and gone tomorrow. Now, Adam and Eve, as I said, they got diverted from the plan of God. Eve got deceived. Adam rebelled. They got diverted from the plan of God. God had a wonderful plan for them. Then later they became self-ruled, demon-ruled. They got into all mess, into curses, the whole humanity. Abraham and Sarah, you know it. God promised them to give them a miraculous child. That was God's plan, and that God was going to make Abraham the father of many nations. But the devil came with another plan, worked through Sarah, and then she suggested. You see, suggestions can come in order to distract or to divert you. Now, in this case, Abraham and Sarah, through suggestion of Sarah, Abraham received it and Ishmael was born. God said, I have nothing to do with it. They got diverted from the plan of God, but yet God did not give up on them because of his promise, his covenant with Abraham. You obeyed and got out of the country. And Ishmael was brought forth because of the suggestion. And that child brought many problems even until now. The Jews and Arabs are at enmity with each other. The fight goes on. Nearly after 4,000 years. God had a definite plan for people of Israel. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, he unveils that plan. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place where the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites. So he said, I am going to take them out and to bring them into the land which I have planned. There was a purpose and a plan. God, he did not design because they were going through a hard time. He knew all right from the very beginning of creation. In fact, he even told Abraham they will be slaves for 400 years. There wasn't at the moment that wasn't none of them. Jacob was not born at that time. Now, when this was revealed, when this was exposed, the plan of God was exposed, hell was loosed. See, Exodus chapter 5, verse 9. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words. When you look back, actually, the times that you were not in the kingdom, you probably had more time, and you never grumbled for it. But when you have come into the kingdom, and then you just wanted to read and meditate and study, you want to pray, and then there's so much of a burden within your heart, and then you are pressurized. I tell you, that people invent work. And so much of things come and pressurize. Even at your working place, they just want you to work. Why don't you work? Why don't you work on Saturday? Why don't you even work on Sunday? Some of you put your foot down, and that's why you don't want to. You escaped. But others, just to please them, just to please their employer, out of fear, they just give in. And that steals their time. It's distractions so that you will not know the plan of God through the word of God. A person who would like to be used of God will much time spend in prayer and in the word of God. Not spending word, not for knowledge. This word has to cleanse you. You got to put your tears must touch this book. You are called to be a blessing to the others, not for you. That's why Jesus said you got to die to yourself. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. If it dies, it will bring forth fruit. You want to be a blessing and you want the anointing to flow through you and God's powers are touching other people's life, death has to take place inside. Always remember, God calls you and anoints you to bless the others. Not you. Not that you can show that you can speak in tongues or to have a credentials behind your name. Now, I would say this because people just, you know, they unconsciously think this way. Oh, I know, you know, I just go everywhere, study, and I got these books and I got these cancers. Is that right? Wait until you get step out. Wait until you meet the skinniest small demon, if there is any. And then you command and see. And just want to know what the demon will speak back to you. Oh yeah, they know. They know whether we are near Jesus. They know whether we are strong in the word. Jesus we acknowledge. Paul we know. Who are you? They know when we come out whether we are carrying the anointing. Well, that's another one anyway. You are listening? Don't go to bed. Right? So, distractions. The more labor was given to them. Let them not regard false words. And now that you have decided that even you want to go and serve the Lord in another place or whatever, in another city, another country, still more pressure and more work is given. Everything has to do with spiritual, spirit world. Don't you forget that. Diversion number one for Israelites, chapter 8, verse 25. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God in the land. You know, God wanted them to get out of the land, and the devil wants them in the land. Hello, you are here. Oh no, you can serve in the land. You can win souls in the land. You think about so many souls, Egyptians here anyway, Moses. Why don't you sacrifice? We've got so much of bulls and goats and all that. Don't go away from the land. In the land. That's just a suggestion. Why? In order to divert them from the plan of God. See? This is diversion number one. The suggestion is given. You can serve here too. Why are you thinking of going anywhere? Win somebody where you're working, with the place. Whatever. It's good if you do that. What is the answer the man of God gave? Verse 26. And Moses said, it is not right to do so, for we would be sacrificing abominations to the Egyptians, to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice abominations to the Egyptians before their eyes, then they will not stone us, will they not? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and the sacrifice to the Lord our God, and as he will command us. Can you see that? He spoke and said, no, nothing doing. God has told us to get out. No, no, no. How many of you have learned to say no? And some of us, you know, some people can come and they said, oh, well, why do you want to do that? You're so young. You are. Just don't waste. Maybe people who are elderly can go. Yeah, suggestions. See? All right. Diversion number two. Verse 28. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God. Pharaoh lost at that time. Moses wouldn't give in. In the wilderness only. You shall not go very far away. Oh, Moses. All right. You want to go away? Go. But see to it at least that I can see you with my binoculars. Are you there? Oh, you are there. Don't get out of sight that I cannot see you, Moses. Because I love you. stay near, will you? Firstly, in the land, Moses said no. Now he says, don't go far away. See the love that Pharaoh has. There's a proverb in Tamil. The wolf weeps at him when he sees the lamb getting wet in the rain. Why? Because it's prey. It's going to eat it. You didn't get that? The tears of the wolf. Do not go far away. In other words, there's some people who come and say, wait. This is too much, you know. I mean, there is a limit for everything. You're going to the extreme. What is this extreme? You don't talk any other thing other than the kingdom. You just want to listen to anything? You want to listen to any Christian song or the message? You don't want to listen to anything. You want to watch any program? You want to, what is it? You're extreme. You're gone far away, Moses. Are you getting this? See? Then they come and say that you've got to see about your life. Life has to go on. What about your job? What about your house? To this, Moses never answered. You can just continue reading it. He never answered. There are some times you've got to keep your mouth shut. Don't go and answer every time. Because they'll trap you with the words which you have said. Wait until God gives you the word. Oh, I tell you, the early days that I would just, the Holy Spirit will put that word in my mouth right there. I will just wait, just keeping my hand as if I'm just touching a vending machine. And the Lord will give that scripture. And I will speak that just in time. Diversion 3, chapter 10, verse 8. See, all these are suggestions, things spoken to Moses in order to divert the people of Israel from the plan of God. The same thing will happen to us. Suggestions can come in order to lead us to distraction and distraction to diversion. Chapter 10, verse 11. So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, am I reading the right verse? Yeah, 10:8. He said to them, go serve the Lord your God. But who are the ones who are going? Now he's coming with another question now. Wait a minute. Okay. Now he lost going out of the land. Then he lost staying near. He said, don't go far away. Moses won that also. Now he said, wait, Moses, you never told me who is going with you. Are you the only one going? Have you packed your baggages? Who else is going? Tell me. I want to know, Moses. Isn't it God good to give us some messages? Who else is going with you? Verse 9. And Moses said, oh, Pharaoh, we will go with our young and our old. Young? Not young and Finch, young and old. With our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds, we will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Hallelujah. Why are you all silent? Maybe that if you say yes, you go to the tape. I won't say that. Moses said, we will all go. Everyone, infants, children, young men, women, the old, myself, we'll all go. See the answer? I'm not connecting with anything. This is what God gave me today. Even though I was among, in the midst of people, watching what they are doing. Where am I? Verse 10. Then he said to them, the Lord had better be with you and then let you and the you little ones go. He's pulling the Lord here in his words. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. Not so. No, 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 no. Moses, go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord. He wants the women. For that is what you desired. And they were driven out from his presence. Look at that. You men can go, leave the women and the children. Men, go. What did Moses answer? Nothing. Learn it. Just look at their faces. Who else is going? My Lord, I don't know why you're giving these messages to me. Help me. The devil wants the youth and the children and the women to stay back. What about today? When the children are in captivity, the parents are in trouble. What is happening now? Is not the decision-making thing is falling into the hands of the children? Don't trouble them. They will grow up and make their own decisions. Leave them alone. Don't spank them. Just tap them behind a little bit, maybe on the back. Look at the laws that are set forth. It's a Pharaoh spirit. In the guise of freedom. What freedom? More crimes now. People are getting shot here and there. Even yesterday there was a shooting. So right in the Finch and Victory Park here. Straight. That's it. People do not know because it's so busy life. They have not even time to watch these things. Some people cannot even watch their faces on their mirror. They're running all the time. See? So the devil wants the children. This is what's happening now, brothers and sisters. So this, all the suggestion was given in order to divert it. The devil knows. Oh, keep the children. Give the children to me. I'll have them. Because he knows once the children are in bondage, the parents cannot fulfill the plan of God. They will be distracted by the children. How many? I know there are servants of God who are so much distracted and they are diverted. And some servants of God given up their churches and gone to other countries and died there. You know why they went to the other countries? Shall I tell you? Oh, God forgive me, Lord. I won't mention their names for better education. For the children. Diversion number 4, chapter 10, verse 24. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Now, this is another suggestion. Let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Okay, you can go, the women can go, the men can go, the children can go, not the bulls and goats and everything. Leave your business, leave your money with me. See that? Leave your job. If I come back, Moses, will I get my job? Oh dear. There the Pharaoh is. You want to give it to Pharaoh and go? What did he say? Verse 25 and 26. But Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice to them. He said, not only our flock will go, you have to give us some flock to sacrifice. You had better do that. Our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof, I like that phrase, not a hoof shall be left behind. For we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And watch this. And even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. Somebody say amen. Amen. So you must start praying now, Lord, give me favor to give me flocks and other things, wealth and all that. Hand it to me. Come on, Pharaoh. You need to go and sacrifice to the Lord. What are you going to do over there? Until we go there, we don't know. Hallelujah. Why are you looking at me like that? Why? What an answer. You know, when we read the book of Nehemiah, so Moses, he just put his foot down and he said, no, no, no. This is our plan. This is God's plan. Nothing doing. God backed him up. Just even though Pharaoh hardened his heart, God was able to just perform his miracles. Egypt was destroyed and magicians were dumbfounded. And they started scolding Pharaoh. But this man won't let him go. There's a whole Egypt is destroyed. And finally they gave them wealth. They gave everything for them to go. Hallelujah! When you stand with the plan of God, the hands that are not open had to open and then give you wealth. Amen. Why? Because it's plan. You are falling in line with God's plan. He has to provide. Somebody asked Fred Bryce, what is your secret? Why are you're 70 and you're looking young? What's this? He said, I don't worry. The church I have, the ministry that I have is God's. It's his business to provide money. I'm not. I just called by the side. So I just whistle and go to bed. I don't worry. Ministry is his, church is his, the people are his. So what? I'm not carrying the people. Moses was carrying for some time and then he has to say, did I give birth to these people? Oh God. But I tell you, when you are in the plan of God, I speak by experience. God will give you workers. God will give you places. God will give you the anointing. You have to just say, Father, and the power comes. Why? Because it's work. You don't have to cry and beg. Oh, what am I going to do? God provides people, money, place. If we are in line with his plan. We try to do our own plan. And God has called me to preach the gospel to the poor, to evangelize people. And I go and start an orphanage. And then cry out, Lord, what am I going to do? 52 children here, I have no food tonight. God is not under obligation to give you food. You better starve and die with those children. God is not on obligation to start or finish anything, to finish anything what you have started. I have started. You started Ishmael, you better feed the child and bed the child and do everything. That's your product, Abraham, not mine. There are so many Ishmael ministries that people are crying and fasting and praying. Lord bless us. Oh God, what work to do? Be crucified. Nehemiah, if you read chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, the Sanballat and Tobiah, when they heard the plan of God, they attacked, they just mocked them. Distraction. Distraction. These people were sent by the devil to distract you. You know, the people who can distract you can come from anywhere. Most likely, they will start at home. And the working place, and in the church, and other places. I'm telling, distraction will be sent to you. Oh God, help us. And Nehemiah overcame by the confession of faith. The Lord God will prosper us. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 1. I can't read all that, you see, so you all know. But so it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah heard that we were rebuilding the wall, that he was furious and was indignant, mocked the Jews. Distraction again. How many times that you have noticed that you want to do something for the Lord, or you want to study, or you want to just prepare a message, or you want to, you would just do everything that you had to do, and then you, and the distraction comes. And this time, Nehemiah overcame by prayer. Verse 4, hear, O God, that we are so despised, turn their reproach on their own heads. Can you see? Prayer destroys distraction. Nehemiah did not have a 2-hour prayer meeting. He prayed immediately, Father. No, he didn't call Father at that time. Oh God, please help. See, they are, what they are saying, you heard it. Turn their reproach on their own heads, O God, and help us of, O God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I tend to say all the time, Father, because I'm in the new covenant. Amen. All right. Chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. So we built the wall, and this wall was joined together to half this height, for the people had a mind to it. Now it happens in Sanballat and Tobiah. Oh, I tell you. Who is your Sanballat and Tobiah? Don't name anybody. There's a type of people, they just would be sent to you. They will be there. That's their ministry. They can go to another church. They can have the Bible. But they have big nails to scratch your back. Make wounds. Distract you from the plan that God has called for you. Distraction leads to diversion. And again, Nehemiah overcame that distraction by prayer. Yeah, he just prayed the way through. See? He just prayed the way through. Verse 9. Nevertheless, oh yeah, distraction came. We made our prayer to our God. Because of them, we set a watch against day and night. He said some people also to pray day and night. Hallelujah. That's why you need a team. You can't just build the wall by yourself. Mix up the mortar and then carry the stone and then come back and then do it and then run back again. You have somebody to help you. You people are looking very sad. Is it because Friday evening? Chapter 5. Now distraction come from within God's people. And there was a great cry of the people and their wives against their Jewish brethren. For there was those who said, with their sons and our daughters are many, therefore they let us get grain that we may eat and live. Oh, you see, there was, it was legitimate. Yeah, there was a reason for their cry. But then that came as a distraction when the work was going on. That's so dangerous. When distractions and all kinds of things begin to take place within a group. And they are unable to go forward, unable to concentrate. That's what you call distraction. To turn our attention away from to another thing. That's distraction. And you just keep start thinking about it. Huh? What happened? What did you say like that? What did I say? Oh no. Oh Lord, please help me. What shall I say again? You rehearse it. And that person comes into your mind. And then you speak. And then he speaks. And you speak and he speaks. Nothing is taking place. All in the mind. Am I telling the truth? Yeah. You had to bind those things and cast it out. Otherwise, the imagination will go on. The demons will bring the face of that person talking to you just in front of you while you are in prayer. And you're talking back to him instead of God. And they're like, oh, why am I thinking? Oh, God! Why is it, Pastor, you are telling all what I think? Chapter 6, verse 2. Now it happened when Sanballat and Tobiah, oh my God, had to bind these strong men. Sanballat and Tobiah. Gershom the Arab, another one joined. Enemies heard that I rebuilt the wall. That's why I tell you to keep your mouth shut. Don't tell everything to everybody. Why are you glad? Well, I'm glad because I'm going to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord? Where are you going? Where am I going? Okay, I'll tell you the story. And then you tell all the story. And the devil comes in, oh no, child. It's a war zone. You want to go? That's why Jesus had to say, the people of this world are wise men of this kingdom. God's people are foolish. Now, in Jesus' ministry, diversions came. Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. You remember? The devil took him to the mountain and showed all the kingdoms. And Jesus said, fall down and worship, and I will give you all this to you. Yeah, it was his hands, in his hands. Jesus never disputed that. And he said, fall down and worship, and I will give everything into your hands. Look at me. It's Matthew chapter 4, verses from 8 to 10. Many Christian believers get deceived and trapped when they do not find out the source of their blessing. The source. Some wealth, big money, something comes up. A promotion comes up. A new job comes up. A position, higher position comes up. They don't even have a clue. So dumb. Where it's coming from. They don't even know that that's been given as a trap. I don't know to whom I'm speaking to through this cassette, wherever it goes. It came as a trap from the devil. He is still the God of this world, this pattern of life. Jesus Christ is not the Lord of the companies unless we implement that. Unless somebody prays and says, Lord, intervene here. Oh, that just gave him a promotion. Why not? So Satan offered that in order to divert Jesus from his mission. Why do you want to suffer? He never said all that. Take these kingdoms. I had to go to the cross. Why are they suffering? So people do not know the source. And they go for it. Whatever the blessing, they just solicit. They give the glory to God. You think Jesus would have said, oh, wow, this was my father's plan. Probably he changed his idea about the cross. What a blessing. Maybe he just called Peter and John, the first party he had. Hey, look. The father was so happy with me and then he has given me the kingdom. Sad to say there are believers like that today. They don't inspect where the source is. They will go even witness in the churches. Oh, God did this for me. God lifted me up. God just gave this. Very true. A job, a better prospect of something. They think, I am not saying everything is from the devil. I'm saying you got to check the source. Where you are being taken into. What have been your plan? What God has said to you in your heart? I've told you many times, you're not going to send Gabriel, or you're not going to listen to audible voice of God. You will know it here that you are saved same way. And those things come as subtle traps, not like cobra. Puts a big thing in front of everyone. It comes like a viper. Underneath the grass, people will know it that there is a snake. That's the way he gives. What about John chapter 6, verse 15? After Jesus performed a miracle, multiplied the loaves and fish, right? And what happened? John 6, 15. The devil urged the people to do something for him. They wanted to have a party with him. Did you know that? Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him what? So the promotion has come at last. Now is the time. Now is the time. See, for my good works, Father, I thank thee. At last you have urged the people. That's what many people think. What did Jesus say? He departed.
He ran away.
Again to a mountain by himself alone. He didn't even take the disciples. Probably, maybe, Peter would have said, Lord, don't miss this opportunity. This is, go for it because I can be next to you. Oh, God. By himself alone. He disappeared, departed, ran away from that blessing. How about you and me? Have you checked the source of that blessing, of that promotion, of that new job, of that new house, of that whatever? Somebody had told you that these things will be. You are going to be made the project manager. I'm talking to people with a definite call on their lives. Please know that these things are all there. Devil works night and day to distract and to divert God's people. That's why all these stories are written for us. What about Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 and 22? This is coming from within the house. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 and 22. Jesus just said, I had to go and then suffer. I'll be handed down to the Jews, the Gentiles, and they'll persecute me and then I'll die. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 and 22. From that time, Jesus began to show to that disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes. Verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. Distraction leading to diversion. The devil used Peter's mouth, his soul, and his soulish emotions. Oh no, Lord, this should not happen to you. No, we will be sorry if it happens to you. We're so close to you. It's our duty to protect you. So don't go. He took him to a side. Distraction, diversion. Some people can really feel sorry for you. You're going to suffer, child. Why? All kinds of problems. Even the mosquitoes won't leave you alone. They also will be angry with you. You don't have to pay for their injection. It was a diversion. What about Luke chapter 13, verse 31 and 22? Somebody sent a word that said, get out from here, Jesus. Herod is planning to kill you. Look at that. Distraction. Why? In order to divert him from this mission. He started healing, preaching healing and deliverance. And he said, I'm going to end it that way. Started that way. I will finish it that way. Go and tell that fox. Jesus was single-minded. He was single-minded. He just had an answer all ready to tell them. He told even Peter, he rebuked, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block. You always think about the things of man and not of God. Yeah. That's a worldly spirit. What about Matthew chapter 27, verse 39 to 42? When Jesus was hanging on the cross, and people said, oh, you saved others. You couldn't save yourself. Come on now. They wagged their heads and they said, come down from the throne. Come down from the cross. Excuse me. Then we will believe you. Distraction. Why is this? If you are the Son of God. The same voice which said at the wilderness, make these stones to become bread. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Then we will believe you. He was so tempted. Jesus ignored it. Have an easy way. Diversion. Distraction. Not to fulfill the call of God. The will of God, the mission was Jesus should die on the cross. But you know, Jesus, if you come down, we'll believe you. I bet if he had come down, they would have just crucified him upside down. Oh, demonic influence people. Am I right? Are you all here? No? All right. What about the early church? The early church, they were doing their ministry. They were in the will of God. The distractions came on and on and on and on. They were persecuted. They were beaten up. They were put in prison. But because they were in the will of God, God prospered them. And then, you know, he worked through them. Amen. Distractions came. Oh, yeah. Even some people brought money, some sorceress. Give Peter. But he said, no, let your money perish with you. Oh, my God. What about that lady who came, you know, Acts chapter 16 for Paul? She said, these are the servants of God. Thank God Paul knew by revelation, by word of knowledge, that the demon spirit was speaking through her. A spirit of Python. Maybe that is nowadays. She would have been made one of the in one of the elders probably. Because she had the kind of revelation. Applause Paul. In chapter 6, as the church was going very strong, problem came from within. And then they grumbled. Some people over there, we are not being looked after in the food. That came to distract and to divert their ministry of preaching, the word, and prayer. So they said, we cannot get involved in this. We will assign some others to for that job. But we will stay in teaching the word and in prayer. The ministry of God's word and prayer. They knew better. See, so many churches have been deceived in just receiving good things to do. Good things which God had not ordained for them to do. All kinds of programs have been substituted, sandwiched inside church programs, church activity. And God has nothing to do with any of those. What about, you know, most of the time, believers are distracted by good things, not bad things. What about Martha? It says Martha was distracted with serving. Did you see that word? Luke 10:40. But Martha was distracted with much serving. She was distracted from hearing God's word, the word of God through the mouth of Jesus. She missed it. She was into something doing good. She was not gossiping. She was not watching a TV. We was there at that time. She was doing some good thing. Distraction. You can be involved in doing some good thing God has not called you to do. That is eating the good fruit from the bad tree. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Even the good is bad. Yeah. Check up what are the good things that you're doing that's really a distraction for you. So watch out for the good things. It may not be from God. Most of the time, I'm talking to people who had come to grips in your heart. Oh, I cannot turn back on the call of God that's on my life. I'm warning you. I will not be talking to you a long time. Let me say this. The married people have more distractions and they can be into more diversions than the single. That is not to say God forbids marriage. No, it is just the fact. For example, Jesus said during the time of tribulation, the mothers who are with children, with a child, the pregnant mothers, they're going to be very hard for them. Jesus isn't saying not to conceive. He says they're going to have a hard time during the tribulation time. Same way, the married people have more distractions which will come on their way when they're doing the work of the Lord. This is a fact. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Some of your eyes may be opened as you read this now. Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, you're going to see it now. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 32. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord. How he may please the Lord. He's talking about he. Now verse 33. But he who is married cares about the things of the world. How he may please his wife. There is a difference between a wife and a virgin. The married woman and the unmarried. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, not that I say that you should remain single. No, no, no. Know the things what you have to know, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without what am I going to do? Without what? Distraction. The married have many distractions. Oh, it's easy for the devil. But the Lord will come through as we stay single-minded and stay in His word, stay in His love and pursue. But you will be going through certain things which the others will never. The single. That you may serve the Lord without distraction. A person can be distracted or diverted by a family or relations or friends, believers, worldly people, anyone. Or anything material. Whether it's a house or materialism or clothing or jewelry, money. They can be distracted by a country, a passport, citizenship. They can be diverted. I want to say this by ending this message. In the past 24 years of this ministry, I have experientially watched and known people, young people who got distracted by starting affairs, and their intimacy with the Lord went down, and they become sluggish, lazy, and many others, they were so strong in faith. When the time of choosing a partner came, they chose a wrong person. And many got diverted. I have seen it in spite of warning given to them. And I want to say this at this one too. I have not seen one person getting back to their calling. Most of them, in fact, all of them are in tears. Some, the husband died. The others have separations. Others have continuous fight. Even a couple of weeks ago, that girl phoned up even this today. And she didn't talk to me. She talked to Shamit. Said, I don't know what to do. He said, you have committed, nothing you can do now. We told you, we warned you. You can do nothing. Now you're bound. Now you got to wait. Until God releases you. When? I don't know. I don't know. When you got the wrong person, that takes you just away from all what God had for you. Yeah. So dangerous. So dangerous when you have tasted the word of God, when you have known your calling, when you have surrendered your life. And you just went for this covenant. You had it. So brothers and sisters, my children of God. Let me add this warning to you. The only way to stay in the call of God is to remain faithful to God and to be single-minded. As Brother Prince says. And distractions, diversions will come to divert you. But as you stay living a crucified life, God will push you through. And He will help you to finish the work which He has already planned for you. May the Lord bless you. Amen.